The Mixing Music Podcast is proud to say that we have a lot of free resources outside of the actual podcast. Visit mixingmusicpodcast.com/links to find access to our free PDFs and free resources.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hello and welcome back to the Mixing Music Podcast. I'm your host, DK, and today we have another interview, another hangout session with our good friend Sean from Raw Tech Studios. If you remember Sean, he's done about, two, three, four episodes on the podcast before with me on different topics and whatnot. We're super excited to have Sean back because we have some really, really awesome news. Sean, just to, before we kind of get into it, can you give us a little precursor? What have you done that has been exciting me so recently?
Well, that's the new course. I've been working on it for like a year now. Finally got it going and promoting it and everything, but it's called Hip Hop Audio School. And it's meant to help a hip hop artist from the very beginning of setting up a home studio, going through the recording, mixing, mastering, and then distributing and collecting your royalties so you're not leaving any money on the table. And that's it. I just wanted to make something that could help somebody from the beginning to the end just really understand the process.
That is awesome. And I think that I'm a huge fan of people recording from home. I'm a huge fan of like this whole, Graham Cochran calls it the recording revolution, right? Like this idea of like, it's just so accessible and so easy to make music now that like music in general should be like, and I think it is like leveling up. I mean, like we see like Billie Eilish that won a bunch of Grammys this last year because she recorded all of it at home with her brother. Like, it's just so awesome. Like, who would have thought that we'd ever come to this age and so deep into it? And like, you're providing a resource that makes it so, I guess, like accessible again for everybody. And it's also within the hip hop world, which we all know that we're both pretty heavily involved in. So congratulations for you for finishing the course. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the detailed lessons that you're teaching in the course?
Yeah. So there's 7 main sections to it. So like, for example, like the first section, it's just all about what budget are you working with? What microphone should you pick up? What DAW are you going to work with? Like, it just goes over all of those type of things. It goes into acoustic treatment and talking about that because that's one of the most important things when you have your studio monitors set up in your room. You better have it treated or else the studio monitors, no matter how expensive they are, aren't going to sound good in an untreated room. So stuff like that. And then the next section, it goes over the like how to make your own acoustic panels at home. I'm a big DIY. Yeah, I'm a huge DIY type of guy. Like I made my own desk, my own acoustic panels, everything. I try to do it myself if I can. And you save so much money building your own panels. So I just use recycled denim, which I think is a great material. I used other stuff in the past. I really like the recycled denim. And I just build a frame, put some fabric over it, and they're all over my room, so it sounds great. But yeah, so that's like one little video in that second section. It goes over like connecting your gear, because on my YouTube channel, so many people ask like, oh, how do I connect this external preamp? How do I use an external compressor or hardware compressor if I want to set it up? So I just made everything to where you understand it. It's like really easy to just follow through. And then jumping into the recording session, having a session done here in the studio, everything that I do during a session, and just really showing like the process of a recording at home. And then going on, there's understanding your tools so you can understand compression and EQ and the difference between the different compressors and EQs. Mixing section is my entire process of mixing. It's 20 videos long, so it's a huge section.
Whoa, so this is not like a small course. This is like...
Oh, no, this is... It has over 70 videos in it.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I remember you talking about what feels like this for a while. I assume it was this project, but... You've been making videos and preparing for this for a long time, is that right?
Yeah, for about a year now, I've been filming and putting this together. And I just really wanted to go through the whole process. Because like I've recorded people back in the day. That was my main thing, how I got started, was recording people. And then I transitioned into the mixing thing. And then I also work with people and collab and put out music. So like I've learned the process, and I just wanted to put it all into one course so other people don't get lost as well.
Absolutely. That's so awesome. It's so wild. And that's 70 videos. Damn. Like,
yeah.
I don't even know what to talk about baseline. Today. Like, that's a lot of information. Like,
it's so much information. That's why it's not just like a YouTube video, because it's like way too long to put into YouTube.
Yeah. And are any of the videos going to be on YouTube or like previewable or anything like that? Or...
Yeah, I've already launched two of them, so people could get a little sneak peek. One of them is going over like selecting a preamp, talking about different types of preamps, and if you plan on getting one, then here's like the information about it. And if you don't, then you could use the stock pre. That's cool. It just depends on what you want to go with. I just give the information you could base it on. And then the second sneak peek video is saturation and exciters on vocals, and just listening to what it sounds like on a vocal, and maybe it's something that you want to try on your vocals as well. So that's two videos from the course that are available on
YouTube. Yeah, that's awesome. Actually, you know how I feel about exciters and saturation. So like, I love that stuff. So yeah. Maybe I'm going to watch that episode too. That's dope. Anyway. So I wanted to talk a little bit about now that we talked a little bit about that, we'll talk more about it at the end of the episode. But I want to talk about what you learned from filming all these videos, preparing for this course, like to kind of go back and, how do you say, build a curriculum based off of everything you've already learned, that you've been learning, and kind of like almost low-key like a review of everything that has gotten to us, you know, you and me to the point that we are now. Like, what are some of the steps that you think are the most glossed over that normal people without help and resources would kind of like forget to remember?
Yeah, I mean, I've noticed that it's the basics that tend to get lost, because people are like, oh, what's your plug-in chain for this? What's it? Like, they focus on too much of the like technical and intricate stuff when it comes down to like just treat your recording area so it doesn't sound like you're in a bathroom where it's super echoey, and set your levels so you have headroom so you don't clip when you're recording. Like, it really does come down to the basics. Like, if you could get the basics down, then that's what everything else builds off of. But I just feel like people gloss over the basics and want to jump into like, how do you master your music to be sounding like Drake? And it's like, well, let's slow down and get the basics to recording right first, because without a good recording, you're not going to get a good mix, you're not going to get good master, and so on. So that's the main thing, is just like trying to remind myself to think, what was I trying to learn in the beginning before I start jumping into the more advanced stuff?
Yeah. And what do you think when you were kind of like rebuilding the curriculum or building the curriculum and like relearning and reviewing all this stuff, what were some of the basics that you felt like maybe even you had fell into the hole of forgetfulness or whatever?
Honestly, like the going back to the gear stuff, like with preamps, with just all of the different things that you look into when you're buying stuff, is there's like so many different options out there. And I forgot about like how many things there are. And honestly, I'm most likely going to forget it. And I'm going to have to rewatch my own course to remind myself of when I did all the research to make sure I know. So, yeah, there's just so many options. So the basics like that, that I tend to not think about a lot. Like, I don't sit around thinking about different types of preamps regularly.
Yeah,
so if I am going to buy one, I need to like go back and do a little research again. So I think just the little things like that, there's, I don't know, like setting up a session, like, are you going to record in 24-bit or 16-bit? Like, 24 is obviously better because it has a bigger dynamic range. So like little things like that, I needed to like remember why I had like make sure I explain it correctly. Like just those little tiny details. I forget why I do it, but I just know I do it for a reason because I've been doing it like that for a while now. So stuff like that.
Dude, I always call it the math teacher's problem, or like the, you know, the mindset where the math teacher, she knows so much and understands the math so well that she doesn't quite know how to teach it anymore. Like, mm-hmm. she doesn't understand how to explain it the way that she was taught. It's so funny. It's like when you've been doing it so long, it's just kind of like you kind of like, oh, I know I need to saturate it. But then you forget like why you think that may happen, or like why you remember, why you know that it needs to be compressed. Like, how did you get to that point? Because that, you know, so it's like, I think that's a really good idea. In your course, like, what is kind of the expectation of, like, after going through everything, do you believe everybody will have all the tool set to kind of start a home studio? Is that the kind of the idea?
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty much the goal is you could come in with a home studio already, or you could not have one and want to start one. And it just, it's going to try to take you from that beginning all the way to where you have your music sounding good and ready to post onto social, or not on social media, distribute it out to like Spotify, iTunes, and so on. And you know how to collect the money that you generate from those streams. Like, it's just, I'm trying to make it to where it's easier for people to just focus on the music and not worry about all the like, oh, my mix is the problem. Oh, this is the problem. Like, just once you get it down, then you could just start being consistent, putting out music, and that's what's going to grow you as an artist. Like, that's the main focus, is try to get that part.
Yeah, and I really love the concept that the rapper, the artist, do you know who Russ is?
Yeah.
It's like, he always talks about how he was releasing one song a week, and he was just super duper consistent in how he blew up because of it. And I'm always super inspired by his stories about how he's just been really consistent. And to be honest, like, he talks about how he records, mixes it all himself. Granted, like, when he, this last album, when he got signed, and he recently stopped doing it, but when he got signed, Jason Joshua actually mixed the album, and it sounds amazing. It sounds like way better. But the point is, that album didn't blow him up. That album didn't make him up. In fact, he like quit the whole label thing and started releasing one song a week again, just right now. And to be honest, the mixes, again, don't sound as good, but he's still winning.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and like, it, sometimes like as engineers, we'll notice like, oh man, it sounded better when it, like, a professional was doing it compared to like the artist themselves.
Of course.
But at the same time, the listener doesn't care. Like, the listener, their main thing is like, is it a cool song or not? That's the really like the main focus. So if you can make it to where it's not noticeably bad, then you're going to have people listening to the music and not be like, oh man, why does it sound so harsh? Oh man, like, as long as you don't have those problems, I don't think you necessarily need it to be like Drake's mixer, like top level. Like, you could be Russ mixing your own stuff and people are gonna love it.
Yeah. I always truly believe in songwriting and creativity always trumping the technicality aspect of it. Like, my favorite albums was the Lupe Fiasco mixtapes, like the three mixtapes he had before he released his like first official album. And I was listening to those all the time, and they sound like total crap, but I just remember my childhood memories like being built off of those albums. So I'm a huge proponent of that, like a huge fan of that idea of record at home, become consistent. And to be honest, everybody's like trying to say like, I just need one hit, just need one album, whatever it is. How the heck do you think you're going to do that unless you get better at songwriting and better? And the only way to get better is also by doing it a lot. And so if you record at home, it's a sustainable, easy way to practice low key and to continue to improve your skills, both in the recording, but as well as like the songwriting and I don't know, just everything, the creativity part of it.
Yeah. And then plus, if you're doing that so much to where you're learning along the way and you're releasing music, then you're putting out consistent music, which is growing your fan base. They're growing with you. You get to see what people like, what they don't like. So it's just a big connection, like what you're saying with Russ, how consistent he was. I really think that's the key to everything. No matter what you do in this music industry, engineering or as an artist, as a producer, if you're consistent with your craft and you let people see that regularly and it's getting better over time or it's something that they're interested in, that's the key. Like, you're going to build a following based on that consistency.
Absolutely. I love this, and I love it so much that I put my money where my mouth is and have invested a lot of money and time into my artist Maycon, who is part of my label type group. And Maycon, when we first started in January, we decided, okay, he's written a lot of songs, he's been practicing, and he's kind of gotten into his head. Bro, let's follow the Russ technique and release one song a week. Like, because I think one of the first episodes we talked about is about releasing content, how important like social media is to help grow your brand and your potential clientele and whatnot. And we were talking about, okay, so this is the same thing. Like, you're a content creator, you're an entrepreneur, Maycon, let's treat like you less like an artist, more like a businessman, release one song a week and have consistent content. And I'll mix all the songs for you and I'll take my cut for each song, whatever. And then he's been releasing one song a week, just like Russ. And you know what the dude hit? Dude, the guy started at 16 monthly listeners in January. And as of this last couple days, he just hit 200,000 monthly listeners. And he's on, week 30-something, 40-something? Like, the dude, like, we've already finished 52 songs. Like, the year's already done. Like, he's just already uploaded them, right? Dang, but and then next year he's gonna do twice a week, one song in Spanish and one song in English once a week.
Nice.
And so it's like the actual thing is, I hate to say this, Maycon, I love you, bro. If you're listening to this, I love you, bro. But like, even he admits that there are other artists that are better than him. The only difference is that he's consistent.
Oh yeah,
and he's getting better faster, you know, because of it.
Exactly. Yeah, that, like, I've seen it happen so many times. Like, I love that example because it's so true. And some people, it might take longer than others, but consistency is key. Like, that's so important. So,
yeah, and I want to say, like, somebody listening right now is going to be like, oh, but you paid for, like, playlists and, like, getting on ads and stuff. Like, yeah, sure, we did. But the point is, if he didn't have content to promote, then there's no point of running ads. There's no point of playlisting. There's no point of doing any sort of features or anything like that because you have no library to go back to.
Right. Yeah, and that's what, like, going back to the Russ thing, he talks about having a huge library of or catalog of music that when people do find him, they could go through a bunch of music now and become a fan. If you just listen to one single from somebody and like it and they have nothing else, you're not going to become a fan. You just listen to that one song you liked and you move on. So it's like having that catalog is so important. And then I was on an interview with Tundra Beats right before we did this, and he has blown up from being consistent, putting out a beat every single day on YouTube. He has 160-something thousand monthly listeners on Spotify just listening to beats. Like, it's insane how much he's grown by being super, super consistent. And that's just what it is. Like, he did the same thing where he would try to get on playlists, and he wanted to make sure it wasn't like the fake bot stuff. Like, it could be a smaller playlist as long as it's real people. If they like it, they'll come, they'll start listening to your stuff. And the bigger your catalog, the more likely they are to listen to more of your music. So it's all connected. It's like, it all comes down to that work ethic of being consistent and just getting better over time.
Of course. And I want to point out that it's also not just being consistent. For example, like, me and my team, I have a beat shop and a team of producers that I work with that they work to release one beat a day on YouTube, on BeatStars, and they post it on Instagram, different social media and whatnot every single day, and it's probably not getting as big. I mean, it's only, granted, it's only been 2-3 months, and usually, like, so, okay, I'm not going to lie to you. I own a social media company right now. We're trying to get nominated for Forbes 30 Under 30 for doing podcast marketing, right? So the thing is, with across all social media, when you start creating content as a YouTuber, as a Twitch streamer, as an Instagram, whatever, right? If you start, the normal curve is there's a big bump at the beginning because you tell your friends and family, there's what seems like a little big bump, and then it comes down. And most people stop after they realize it doesn't really come back up for a while. After about, and then the typical curve is you see a small bump or like a big bump, you'll see it die down a lot, and then you'll see it grow, but you won't see it grow from, you know, from far away. Like up close, you'll see it grows a little bit every single day. But then once you start to get momentum, it grows a lot. So like for the podcast, for example, this podcast, when we first started like a year ago, we didn't have very many listeners, but then we kept going. Mm-hmm. And sure, the content got better. Everything started to get better. We started having a team to rely on and whatnot. But the more important thing is like every single month, month on month, has had more downloads and more listeners every single month. And now it's growing at the fastest rate that it's ever grown ever. And next month, it's going to grow at an even faster rate than it's ever been. Mm-hmm. And the point is, there was absolutely nothing. Like, not nothing, but there wasn't that much hype for an entire, like, 8-9 months.
Yeah.
So, and then that's, even then, it was fast for it to, like, get hyped up within 8-9 months, right? Mm-hmm. So how can I, as someone that's doing the same exact thing, making a beat once a day, and releasing it once a day, expect to get just as big in a matter of 3 months?
Oh, yeah. You definitely have to be patient and think of it as a long, long process. Like, my approach is content marketing. And that's, posting a beat a day is content marketing. That's what you're doing. You're just doing it for a very long period of time. And eventually, you'll have a lot of stuff and people will start noticing you and you keep popping up and popping up. That's just how it works. Like, it's definitely not a couple months. Like, give it a year minimum to see any progress.
Yeah, for sure. And for you, because you post so often, I want to take a wild random guess, okay? Including Twitter, including Instagram, including YouTube, including your courses, everything. Mm-hmm. How many pieces of content do you think you have made this year? From January to August 31st, when we're filming this right now.
I don't even know. Like, because
obviously, yeah, hundreds. Do you think it maybe even hit like 1,000 this year?
Maybe not 1,000 this year, because I did this thing where I was like, I'm gonna take
a social media break.
Yeah, so I did 30 days without Instagram, Facebook installed on my phone. I did all that. And I was barely posting from my computer. But now I'm back promoting the new course and I'm doing daily posts that are relevant to the course. So that's trying to build back to the daily routine on Instagram. YouTube, I do at least once a week to try to stay consistent on there. And then I'm super regular inside of like, for like my members inside the private Facebook group and stuff. But that's all content that nobody else sees. So I guess it's content, but it's not visible to everybody.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, I think that's actually a really good point. Another topic for another day is like also the importance of like mental health and being organized and being efficient and knowing when, not necessarily to take breaks, but to, you know, hit the brakes. Knowing when, because like a lot of my friends, they kind of get overwhelmed with social media. Like, I have a lot of friends that keep deactivating their Instagram or whatever, which is cool. Mm. Like, that's totally fine. But like, I think there's a healthy way to approach it. And I think there's a healthy way when you realize, okay, it's time to take a break. It's time, like, and so I can become more efficient in the future or whatever. And I think that's a whole very important topic, which, by the way, we haven't even got to this because we talked about it before we started talking. But I want to do a very big public congratulations. Sean is expecting a baby with his wife in the next in the next couple weeks, potentially. The due date is in the next week or so. And dude, huge congratulations to you. Huge shout out
thank
to you.
You.
And I'm so happy to you, man. Happy for you.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited to not sleep. So it's going to be like as if I own a recording studio like you and I'll be tired all the time. So.
That's right. That's, oh my gosh. First 3 months. If you can get over the first 3 months, the baby will maybe start to sleep maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Dude,
we'll see. It'll be fun, though. Yeah, we're super excited. So thank you.
No, yeah, for reals. Congratulations. That's huge. And so one thing that I want to talk about as we close the episode is that Sean has given me the opportunity to share his course and give you guys a link with a big discount So the discount will actually take you to the course, and it's specifically from this podcast. So I will put the link in the description of the episode, and I will put the link on a few other places as well. But Sean, can you tell us about more about the course and about the link and the discount as well as like the costs around the course?
Yeah. So the course, not only does it have like 70 plus videos, which I am adding to as I find more content that's valuable that could help hip hop artists, it also has discounts for sign up costs for like your distributor, for publishing administration. My Sweetwater rep has been trying to hook me up and all of my members with between 10 to 15% off gear and stuff like that. So that's a bonus that's added in there as well. There's just extra things. There's a private Facebook group. So if you ever feel like you get stuck, there's a community that can help. There, you could get mixed critiques, just all that, just to make it to where you're not buying a course and then stuck there trying to figure it out. If you have questions, that's why I wanted to incorporate a community. So there's a bunch to it. And once you click on that link, you'll see there's a little video overviewing it, which is going to be a lot more of an explanation than I could give right now. But it's my favorite thing I've ever made. Like, it's the biggest thing I've ever made. I'm super excited for people to get in that. And the course, with the link that you're getting from this podcast, you'll get $50 off. So big discount off the top. And there's always a 60-day money-back guarantee on my course because I want to make sure it adds value to you. And if it doesn't, I send your money back. There's no point in me having your money if I didn't help you.
That's actually very huge, very important, very ballsy, dare I say. It shows how confident you are and that this will actually help people. And I've watched your courses before in the past, and I cannot emphasize enough that if you are the type of person listening right now that needs some direct guidance, you know, and it's not embarrassing to say that, if you need some direct guidance, if you need the step-by-step detail of how, from everything, from beginning to end of everything, including a small little home studio setup, then this is it for you. If you're struggling to, you know, maybe be consistent because you're not confident in your skills, yo, being consistent is free. You know, but you know what's not free is learning how to get to the point where you can become consistent. So this is a huge opportunity, a potential huge investment to make some money off of music. And I cannot stress how awesome this is. I don't think there's any course that kind of does it in depth the way that you have.
Yeah, not that I know of.
Like, I keep recommending to everybody the Produce Like a Pro YouTube channel. They have a series called Recording Basics, which is about 10 videos long. They're all about 20 minutes. It's really, really good. But then again, like, he doesn't really go into acoustics or go into super detail. Like, you have to go find. There's not like a playlist or like there's bits and pieces of information everywhere. Yeah, where yours is just like, here it is. Condensed.
Consolidated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it seems like a really good idea. I know that I'll be taking the course myself personally as well. And hanging out with everybody. So congratulations to you. Again, the link is in the description. You can also DM at Raw Tech Studios.
Yes.
Yeah, at Raw Tech Studios on Instagram for a link and whatnot. And again, any last words that you want to say, Sean?
Just thank you for having me on. And thanks for talking about Hip Hop Audio School, man. That's awesome to spread the word. And I hope everybody could get some value out of it.
Absolutely. Hip Hop Audio School. Congrats, Sean. Thank you so much. And for everybody that's listening, happy mixing, my friends, and stay saucy.
1, 2, 3.
If you'd like to take advantage of my free guides and online videos, please check out links.dkmixes.com. That's links.dekeimixes.com.
We have a lot of videos of the podcast and various other tutorials on YouTube. You can subscribe to our channel at mixingmusicpodcast.com/YouTube. Happy mixing and enjoy the show.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.